This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That sound means Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart, and the phone number, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. You can call or text the program. If you call, you'll visit with Kerry Klatt, our producer, or you can text the studio and get right in. Doug joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline today. And Doug, good to visit with you as always in another chilly day. I know it's going to warm up. The news and the forecast a moment ago was good, but it's been a brutally cold few days here.
Oh, it has indeed. But you know, Steve, I got to share something with you.
Sure.
I put together a brand new 2022 HP laptop this week. I cannot begin to tell you how much I enjoyed that machine. HP has really gone the extra mile, and they've created this thing called Wolf Security. They've got this machine hardened all the way through the firmware, the BIOS, the UEFI, and run. Oh, man, this thing just a smoker. I like this computer. This is going to be a great competitor. I'm looking forward to watching how HP comes out with these laptops in the coming year, year and a half. Great, great equipment.
Yeah, and Doug, we have touched on this before. When you look at a new machine, there's so much good equipment out there. It is so hyper-competitive that you can't afford to put out a bad product if you're one of these companies.
Well, and the fun thing with this one was not an inexpensive computer. On sale, this thing was just a smidge under $2,000.
Wow.
I think the man bought himself a 10 to a 15-year computer. It is really, really dynamite. I like the fact that, you know, no firmware can be updated without that user intervention. No more playing around with the BIOS chips and the...
I think you muted yourself, Doug. You may want to hit the...
Oh, I'm sorry. And no matter how hard I ran this thing, it just stayed cool like a little popsicle. And you couldn't hear the fan even when it increased. This is really some nice technology. I'm looking forward to seeing what HP comes up with the next couple of years.
Do you see other manufacturers following suit?
I do. It won't take long for them to jump online here. But here again, you know, just can't reiterate. In computers today, we really do get what we pay for, and you're going to step up to the plate if you want something nice to have. But it's well worth it. I have great hopes for this computer. Can't wait to see how long this thing lasts and how well it runs.
Yeah, and Doug, we do get a ton of calls and texts on the program with advice on buying new equipment, and we can't stress this enough. Number one, you need to figure out what you're going to use it for. And then number two, setting a budget. But I think being able to get a feel for the keyboard, the monitor, et cetera, and seeing that wherever you buy electronics or seeing that in person, I just think that's one of the items where it's very difficult to just buy something sight unseen online.
Oh, I agree with that. In fact, the gentleman that I did business with, He is a regular listener of our show, and he was concerned about this too when I recommended that he buy directly from HP. So he called him up, and he mentioned this. And you know what they told him? If you don't like it, send it back. No questions asked. I went, wow. What? Yeah, just impressive, right from start to finish.
All right, good stuff. By the way, our number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 here on Tech Talk. And let's go to the text line. I've got an old laptop I recently upgraded to a Wi-Fi 6 router. My laptop does not see the router. Sees my neighbors. What should I do about this? Once again, recently upgraded to a new router, and for whatever reason, their machine can't see it.
Yeah, there should be some settings in there to where he can have more than one network, and he should be able not only to have the new Wi-Fi 6 or the mesh networking, which is also a 2x2, but he should be able to get 5 gigahertz and 2.4 gigahertz as well. But I got some good news. Depending upon the laptop that this individual has, it's very possible that he could pick up a Wi-Fi 6 card and put it in his computer. I've been buying them on Amazon for about $20 to $30. And what a difference in speed. You immediately go from 30 megabits per second download rate, sometimes pushing 200. It's just incredible increase. And for $20, $30, that's a no-brainer. And they're easy to put in. Take as long as you get a manual. Take the back off, slip it in nice and gentle, put it together, and most of them will have drivers. They'll just automatically install. I would go both those routes, but I first check the router and then check to see what that laptop is. And if this texter has any problems, just give me a call and I'll help them find the right equipment. That's a good move. I'm glad to hear that they're hanging on to this equipment and nothing's going in the bone pile.
Yeah. It really is a good idea because this is another thing we've touched on. You can have a 7, 8, 10-year-old computer, and it's still got a lot of life in it, especially if you take care of it, keep it clean. There's no reason you can't get extended life out of these machines. It's not like the very early days of computing where they were obsolete every couple of years at the most.
Yeah, not because of programming anyway. Well, see, that's something else. This HP comes with a 3-year warranty, parts and labor. I haven't seen that in years. This is a good thing that's happening. It's almost like we're penduluming back to better equipment, and people are starting to realize they have to spend a little bit more money, but it's going to be worth it in the end. When you think about downtime and frustration and anger of having to deal with this, it's incredible. So, yeah, be open-minded and plan well, and I like your idea. Make sure the touch and the feel are comfortable. You're going to be spending some time with this machine, so it should be almost like an extension of your body within a couple of weeks. I think that's a real important thought.
Quick break. We have more on Tech Talk. Here's the number. If you want to visit with Doug, you can send a text, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Or you can call and you'll visit with Carrie. She'll put you through, 651-461-9226. If you're having trouble with your computers, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program here on News Talk, E3OWCCO. Another chilly weekend. This might be it, though, as we head for the middle of March and turn the page towards spring and get all those spring sports started, get outside. I'm chomping at the bit to get a little yard work done. By the way, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226 is our phone number here on Tech Talk. If you want to talk to Doug, great way to do it. Just call the studio. Carrie will put you through or text. Once again, the number is 651-461-9226. Let's go to Pete and Carver. Pete, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hi. Hey, thanks, guys, for doing this program.
You're welcome.
That's a good program. I've got a HP laptop that I got about 5 years ago, and then I put, when Edge came along, I put Edge on it. And it seems since that time, every time I do a download from anything on the internet, a empty folder called 2017 pops up on the screen, and it's embedded with two more empty folders inside of it, and it will go away if I put delete on it, but every time I do a download from the internet, it keeps coming back. How do I stop that from happening?
I think that if you empty your cache, when we download a file from off the internet, wherever you set the path, where you...
Doug, you muted yourself again.
What's going on here, Steve?
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, when we download a file from the internet, wherever we set the path, the direction of where we put that file, it will maintain that till the next time. I think if you delete your cache file in Edge, that should take care of it. If not, do a save as instead of save and direct it to C:\Downloads, and that should straighten it out for the next time, or underneath your profile. Yeah, that's a pretty common thing with users. Once they start figuring out the pathing, docs and documents, downloads and downloads and that kind of thing, your whole computer experience is going to be much, much simpler. I'm quite certain that's what you got happening. And thank you so much for the call, Pete. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, very good. Thanks for that. And phone lines are open, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Doug, I want to get into something that we bring up regularly on the program, and from time to time we should map this out. When it comes to backup, and it's a cold day, you can't really get outside yet, but we're going to see warmer days and people are going to forget about this. This is a good day to back up your data. What do you recommend? How should people go about it? I know there are paid services where you can get your data backed up. You can back them up to the USB drives. You can back them up to the cloud. What do you recommend to your clients about getting that data backed up, making sure you have multiple copies?
Well, first thing I try to impress upon them is take a look at what you have for data and judge the importance. Say, for example, pictures, special moments. That's going to be pretty important. And I'm not real big on the backup procedures, so to speak, that automate it and compress and encrypt. I think that most people can just do a pure copy. Copy from their working folder into a save folder or a storage folder, preferably two copies. One on an external hard drive or USB flash drive, and another up in the cloud, so it's off-site. If you've got three full copies, you're in great shape. And this is something I think that should be considered computer 101. It's nothing more heartbreaking than having somebody say, I had 25 years of pictures, and I don't have one left. And it could have just taken minutes. In fact, Linux has a new thing called time slip in Linux Mint. And I just did a 500 gig drive, had somewhere around 80 gigs of data and store and operating system, 17 seconds. There's really no reason why we're not getting this done anymore. Technology is there, and save those precious moments, save those tax papers and your documents and whatnot. It's just really no reason why you shouldn't. And in fact, you brought up a good thing too. With these paid services, you can set these things up so it's just pure automatic. Just don't set them up so it's every keystroke all the while you're on the internet. Most people don't have the internet feed for that, and it just doesn't make sense. But if you got it set up three times a week or twice a week or even once a week, at least you're going to have the majority of your data. And they just do a great job. Carbon copies right up on top. There's SugarSync. I think SugarSync might even be local, if I'm not mistaken. There's all kinds of these things out there, and they're not expensive. Last time I set up a carbon copy, I'm quite certain it was somewhere around the neighborhood of $7 or $8 a month if they paid by the year, and then it was just done. We got it set up, and it was just rocking and rolling. And restoring these things from these paid services is a snap. You can just restore pure data folders. You don't have to restore the whole hard drive anymore. It really is the way to go. There's no reason anybody's losing any data today. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and how secure are those paid services? I know that's something that's come up from time to time. When you're paying someone to back up your data, can you trust these people?
Oh, absolutely. Their reputation is on the line. If they had one incident, remember, you know, the internet, it's a real great leveler of how well somebody's doing in business. A bad story about a backup company that had something go wrong, it may take them 5 years to recover, if ever. So they are very conscious of this, and more, not so much out of fear as a dedication.
Doug, you did it again.
We got to find out what's going on here. This is not good. Anyway, this is, we got to just take your time and just get these things backed up, but there's no reason on the world that this isn't being done. The companies that actually sell this service, I've yet to see one that isn't 150% involved with security, protecting your data, and making absolutely certain you're a happy camper at the end of the day. This is no reason for it. Carbon Copy would be probably the first one I'd look at. Been around a long, long time, got an awesome reputation, and it's just easy to work with.
All right. Very good advice indeed, but get that data backed up. One of the other things, and we've touched on this from time to time, you should have multiple email accounts. Having one generally isn't enough. Having two, a lot of people have work accounts. I don't like mixing work with private business. And I've got a couple of private email accounts that I've had for a long time. A Yahoo account for years and years, and a Gmail account now that I've had over 10 years. Point being is, if I have something that I really have to have, is I email it to the other email account. I make a very clear description of what it is. I attach it and email it to other email accounts. So it's in the sent folder in one email, and it's in the inbox in the other folder. And I've found that's worked really, really well for those, you know, handful of documents or photos or whatever that I really don't want to lose track of.
That might be one of the best procedures that I've seen. And you came up with that. That was your thing. I find myself doing this all the time. And it's quick and easy. You're working on this one particular document, so you want to make sure that you have it. That is just an incredible solution. And you're right. Email accounts, I think that needs to be talked about more than we have to. You brought up this fact that you're keeping your business separate from your personal. We got a lot of seniors today, semi-seniors, that are getting ready for retirement, and they've been working for a company for a good many years, and all of a sudden, their system administrator says, well, you got to sort through your data and tell me what's personal and what's business. I saw one guy spend almost 6 weeks getting this thing taken care of. It's better to just do it right up front and keep your data clean. I agree. I think there should be a separation between your personal home life and, of course, your business practice. But this backing up and saving, that extra saving on the email, is a tremendous idea. I think everybody should be doing it. Should be just standard practice. I love that procedure. What a solution.
Well, and here's the thing about that email, especially if you're working for someone, for instance, my job here or my full-time job in the printing business during the week. The old saying goes, someday the wave's going to hit the beach, and I would prefer not to have to try and untangle all of that. And it's like, oh, all my contacts, all my personal stuff is somehow tied to my work account. Don't want that. Once again, for when the wave hits the beach. It is.
Oh, that's a great term.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it is 2:30. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have the weather. And then more with Doug. Here's the number, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the phone number on the program. That is good for a call. And that'll get you through to Carrie. And Carrie is our producer each and every week here on the program. Or you can text. That'll come right into the studio. When we come back, we'll go to Gordy and Maple Grove and take more texts here at News Talk. E3O-WCCO. Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart joining us this Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock. Sports schedules permitting as spring training cranks up. We'll keep you apprised of the schedule going forward. But Doug, joining us Saturdays between 2 and 3, once again, sports schedules permitting. Here's the number again, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Hopefully Gordy in Maple Grove is still there. Gordy, you're on the air with Doug.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Gordy.
Hi, guys. I use seat cleaner, and now I'm getting these annoying ads over and over and over again. Is there any way I can get rid of these? And I've done this on the phone.
Yeah, this is kind of a condition when Piriform sold out to, I think it's AVG or Avast. I can't recall which one. I think it's Avast. And I think that if you've been using it a number of years, maybe just buy it. I don't know. I don't think it's that expensive. Or you could go to a different product. If you're running Windows 10, you could use Pervazer, Pervazer.com. And that is a great program as well. I actually prefer that for Windows 10. But, yeah, this is, I think that that's probably what's happening is it's a nudge. They would like to get in your pocket a little bit. And like I say, if you've been using it for several years, maybe it's time. But it's just a thought. And I hope that helps. Thank you for the call.
All right. Yeah, spell that one again. Whenever you bring it up, Provisor, it can do a lot of things. Great program. We've talked about it for months and months now. Is really being a great program for folks.
Oh, it really is. And it's Priva as in Apple. Z as in zebra, I-E-R, Pervazer, Pervazer.com. It's a great program. And that, at this point, is open source. It's a donation. It's still in development, but I can't find a flaw with it. And it looks like it's going to go commercial pretty soon, so might want to jump on the bandwagon and get a donor's version, which is a little bit different. If you donate a little bit of money, you do get a little bit different program, runs a little quicker, and a little bit simpler to operate, but it's absolutely wonderful. It takes care of all your temp files, cleans out everything. The big thing with this one is it also addresses what's called shell bags. Windows has these things called shell bags, and they like fill up a hard drive and create all kinds of clutter. This just automatically cleans it out in the background. I love this program. It's just tremendous. Pervazer.com. Pervazer. Yeah, it's just lovely. I like it.
Here's a good one. If you have an old cell phone that's still using the 3G technology, get ready. Those networks are going to start shutting down. Can anything be done if you have one of those older phones and you like it and it still works?
Oh, boy, that's a big question. There hasn't been a solution yet, and this has been flying around the net ever since they announced that they're going to be taking down part of the 4G, 2G, and the 3G and replacing it with the 4 and 5. It's kind of a push. I hope it doesn't harm people. I'm not certain what's going to happen with this. It's still kind of up in the air. I'm not sure they have 5G down pat yet. And I think that it might be a little premature to say, well, we'll take this out and you'll just have to go buy a new phone. I don't care for that way to do business, but it's bigger than me. So it's there's no solution as of yet. And I know that people are looking. They're struggling with this, trying to figure out what they're going to do. I haven't found one.
Yeah, and that is the challenge. I mean, no technology lasts forever when it comes to this sort of stuff and keeping the networks up and running. And I know there's that concern. Well, it's all about selling new equipment, and that's why they're upgrading. I think ultimately when 5G is readily available everywhere and all the providers have their networks built out, this is going to really be able to do some cool things. Now, people have heard the stories about the FAA and concerns about 5G or fifth generation cellular technology around airports and how it may interfere with communications and airplanes and their altimeters and all of those sorts of things. That's obviously a great concern. But once that gets solved and these networks are built out, it really is going to be a great option. And some people are already using 5G in their homes for wireless internet.
Oh, they are indeed. And it's going to end up, I think, being an actual money saver for a lot of people. And the thing is if you are required to buy a new phone, we don't have to go out and buy the most expensive phone. There's a whole line of phones in both the Android and Apple iOS. And even in Apple, you can get a refurbished Apple. You can save some bucks that way. There's always going to be something that will be made affordable. I'm convinced of this. So sometimes we stress about things and really should just wait and see what happens. Just kind of hold back and lay in the weeds and watch what becomes of this technology. It is fun technology. I'm out in my, and I normally don't do a whole lot on my smartphone, but if I do, it's just lickety-split fast. I like the technology. It's just hoping that it gets real stable and looks to me like they're going in the right direction. So it's just hang on and stay tuned and just keep a close eye. I think it'll all turn out for the better.
We did get something from the text line. What experience do you or your listeners have with Verizon's new 5G ultra-wideband internet service? And this is a device you can get at your home, and I would assume lease it from Verizon. T-Mobile has a product. AT&T will have a product. It's not available in my neighborhood. I have checked on all three of those providers. What I have heard is that for the people that do have availability or have 5G in their neighborhood and have bought these devices, they are pretty happy about it. But once again, it is not available everywhere. And until it is more widely available, it's hard to really pass judgment on it. But I think that down the road, it could be a competitor for the wired internet service that you might get from Xfinity or Comcast or CenturyLink or other wired internet service providers. I think it could be a competitor to that in a lot of neighborhoods.
Oh, there's no doubt. I've had an opportunity, Steve, to connect to four different people remotely who have that in their home. Wow. And I can tell you from my perspective, it may as well be connected with a cable. It runs just rock solid stable. And I expected to see more lag, and there just wasn't any. I don't know whether they're compressing the data or it's a good runner. If you're in an area that you have a Verizon phone, I think that it'd be well worth your time to look at it. And I'm also understanding that Sprint is right behind them. AT&T's already got hotspots. I don't think it'll take much for AT&T to improve theirs to compete. This is a highly competitive business, and I think it's going to increase. So it's fun to watch, this one. This one's going to be real fun to watch. It's I think it's going to be a game changer. I do. And yeah. It's not going to be long. They'll be pushing TV over as well. Just hold on.
Yeah, Sprint, by the way, merged with T-Mobile. So the big three, Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T. A quick break. We'll come back more with Doug. We've got a Mac in trouble. We'll get Doug's thoughts on that. And then we had a follow-up to backups earlier, and those paid backup services. We have someone wondering about Carbonite. We'll get Doug's thoughts on that coming up here on Tech Talk, a news talk, E3OWCCO. Tech Talk, Doug Swindahartier on a sunny but chilly Saturday. Maybe the last real cold day of this winter. We get ready to turn the page. Don't forget, when you go to bed, set your clocks ahead 1 hour. Spring ahead 1 hour. Hard to believe daylight saving time begins already, but here we go. Let's jump right back to the text line and get the Carbonite question out of the line. Carbonite is one of those companies we brought up over the years. It is a paid backup service, and they have been around a long time, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Carbonite is just a wonderful product. And, in fact, we used to mention Mozy, M-O-Z-Y, quite a bit. And a number of years ago, they were bought out by Carbonite, and I actually expected Carbonite would raise their prices, thinking that they are saturating the market, and they did not. There was some increase, but not too bad. They've kept their prices very, very reasonable, and what I like about it is they're so reliable, just rock solid stable. And if you've ever had to set up a new machine because you're replacing it, it can be a daunting task. But the way Carbonite is, even if you're changing from Windows 7 or 8 to 10, you have a new computer with a different operating system, it just slides that data right where it goes on that new system, just lickety-split all online. Lovely service. You just can't say enough good things about it. Yeah, Carbonate does a great job.
All right, let's get to the Mac that's in peril. From our text line, I'm getting the spinning wheel of death on my Mac. I've cleared out the history, removed extensions, and basically reset everything. But I still get that spinning wheel, and it just won't go away.
Yeah, this is a job, I think, for one or two programs. In fact, there's several. Clean My Mac is another real good one. But my favorites are, first of all, Onyx, O-N-Y-X. It's a free program. It's a little tricky. You got to make absolutely certain that you get the right version for the version of OS X that you have. And then, of course, TG Pro. This one is just indescribable. And I've yet to see it where it's not on sale. Sells for about $11, but you got a free version too. But if you're having those kind of issues, I would step up and I'd pay $10, $15 on TG Pro. And you can find that at TunaBelly Software. TunaBellySoftware.com. These two programs will clear out your daemons and do things that you just can't get to by hand, and especially as quick as it will get. Now, Onyx is free. Of course, they rely on their donations as well, but it is just a tremendous program. You should be able to get that solved yet this weekend. Just make sure you line that up with the proper version of OS X that you're running if you go with Onyx. If you go with TG Pro, another benefit of that is fan control and temperature control. It just does a tremendous job at this. You can customize your fans and customize your cooling solutions. Just can't beat this. And good service, too. If you have a problem, the actual author of the software will contact you via email and just take care of you lickety-split. Both those are great solutions for what you got going on. And I hope that helps.
5 minutes before 3, all the news and weather at 3. Professor Larry Jacobs from the U scheduled to join us after the news and weather at 4. A lot going on in the world. We want to get Larry's perspective on that. Starlink from our text line. This is Elon Musk is building this network of low-level satellites that will provide internet service. So you can go to the website, check it out, see when it's available or if it's available in your area. People are wondering, will you be able to use it for cellular service going forward? What I've read says not exactly, but it is designed for home and business internet. And then from there, you would be able to connect your phone, you know, through, say, your wireless at home.
Actually, I think that's Mr. Musk's end plan, is to have a cellular network built within the low-level satellites, and they are supposedly going to run Linux phones, like the Pine phone, P-I-N-E, which is actually in demand and getting hard to get. Right now, they're selling it as a developer version only, and we're probably a few years away from this, but it's coming. It's on the way. Again, we live in very interesting times when it comes to technology. Things are changing so rapidly, and they're making huge steps forward at this point. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing how Starlink actually plays out the next 3 to 5 years. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting technology, no doubt in my mind.
Here's one from the text line. This could be fighting words from Mac lovers everywhere. Solution to the spinning wheel of death, don't buy a Mac.
Oh, no, come on. People have an idea that I'm pure PC and pure Linux, and that's not the case.
Yeah.
I had 4 Macs in here the last couple of weeks. This is great equipment. Yep. Really good equipment, I think.
Yeah, and like I say, it's different than a PC experience, but once again, we run Chromebooks and Macs in our house in particular and have good luck with both. Hey, Doug, we've got to run. We're almost out of time. What's your phone number and email?
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTECH.com. Again, 651-552-9543. And thank you, Stephen. Stay warm.
Yeah, good to visit with you. And Doug, we'll be in touch. We'll keep you up to date on when we'll be able to do another Tech Talk with the Twins season getting started down in Grapefruit League. Soon. We'll have the news in a moment.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.